Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hello, everyone. It is Industry Francine, and you are listening to Eyes Up Here with Francine on the iHeartRadio Network or wherever you get the podcast. As always, I'm joined by my partner, Chad. Chad, what's up?
Chad's here in full effect, ready to get rolling.
You know, I'm tired. I have a bit of a sinus infection, I
think. What's up with that?
It's wearing me down. You know, I'm really tired. And plus, we're recording on a Monday today, and Mondays I fast. And so I'm a little bit hungry. Not hangry, just hungry. And I want some food, but I can't have it. And I'm happy to report I lost 4 pounds.
Oh.
4 pounds. Yes, 4 pounds. I got off the birth control. They didn't tell me to, but I did because it made me gain. It made me gain weight, and no woman wants that in their life. So I got off it. So now I am 4 pounds lighter, and I think with the fasting, maybe I can get to my desired weight of 135 in maybe like 5 years if I keep it up.
Keep it up.
I'm keeping it up, you know? But so far, so good. But I'm just tired today, man. If I could just sleep through the night, just lay my head down around 10:30, sleep till 7. Wow. What a treat that would be.
If you're fasting, I'm slowing because I'm not fasting this morning. I think I gained 4 pounds with breakfast.
You gained the 4 that I lost?
Yes, at breakfast.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you were talking about that French toast.
Yeah, big hearty French toast, some eggs.
There's a product on the market. By The Rock. I'm plugging them. I don't even know who makes it, but he did an Instagram post maybe a year ago or something about this French toast. Have you seen it?
No.
So my husband saw it, and of course he had to buy it because, you know, why not? It was like $74 for this freaking French toast.
French toast?
I don't know how much it was. It was expensive.
Jesus.
You didn't have to like heat it up or anything if you didn't want to, I don't think. Although I think it came on ice. Did we put it in the microwave? Whatever we did, it was the most delicious thing I've ever eaten in my life. It came with the bread. It was already made up, like whatever was on it, cinnamon or whatever. It came with this this peanut butter maple syrup that had like coconut almond flakes in it. Oh my God, it was so good. Like it was this thick. It was like that brioche thickness bread. It was one of the most delicious things I've ever put in my mouth. Let's just say that. I don't even know who makes it, but The Rock uses it for his cheat day. And holy hell, it was good. So good. But we ate that like a year ago, and I hollered at my husband for spending so much money on like a treat for one night. It's like, are you insane?
I zoned out for a minute. You were talking about your husband and putting things in your mouth, and I've zoned out for
You are such a pig. Anyway, yeah, it was really good.
the French toast was good.
Yeah, and but again, it wasn't like you dip it in egg, you put it, in the pan. It was kind of like it came. I think we just microwaved it, and then you microwaved the it was a peanut butter maple. Oh my God, it was so good. Now I want some. And of course, I don't have it number one and number two. I'm fasting, so I can't eat a thing, which sucks because, and dummy me, when I fast, you know what I do? I watch food videos all day long.
Yeah, that's not good.
That is the worst. But I find myself just watching people eat food, rate food, make food. So dumb. I'm such a dumb human being sometimes. I don't understand.
When does your fast end?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, just to go the 24 hours?
24 hours. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So I try to do just water and tea and just go, Crystal Light. I'll allow myself some Crystal Light just to keep it going, but it's tough, man. Especially when you're sleepy. I want something to eat. I can't eat anything, so.
I don't blame you.
But I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I'm not fasting in Disney. Let me just tell you that. That's not happening. We have so many new restaurants on our list that I am so excited to try. And believe me, you'll get a whole recap when the show's just going to be me talking about food, by the way. Get ready. Just letting you know.
Oh yeah, that becomes a whole podcast in
It's a
itself.
whole
The
thing.
Disney recap,
That's going to be
that's
a
a
whole
whole
thing.
show.
Yeah, sorry. We'll
For
throw a little bit of wrestling in there,
those new listeners, that's a whole show in
good deal.
itself,
I can't wait. It's
with
coming. It's soon.
bar graphs of time spent in this park and what we ate and
Yeah. So we ordered really quickly. I get shirts for the kids every year, new shirts. We went last week to Kohl's because I usually buy through the internet, their shirts. And this year I just said, no, let's just go in person. Of course, they had like two shirts out. They hardly had any shirts. Everything's online. So it was too late for me to order anything. So we go on Amazon. My son is almost taller than me now, and the shirts that we ordered didn't fit him. So I
Oh,
think he's
wow.
11, and I think he's in an extra large for men for Disney shirts. Because he's a giant. So now I have to find more shirts. I have to pack. I have two doctor appointments this week. Like, there's so much going on. But these kids are growing like weeds. My daughter's taller than me, and now my son's almost taller than me.
She is tall. She's
She's very tall. Tall and she's like a model. She's tall and slender, beautiful. And then he's like his dad. He's just going to be a powerhouse, and he's in the gym lifting. It's incredible how quickly these kids grow.
gonna have to widen the top of those doorways soon, you know.
Right. Oh God. So anyway, let's talk about wrestling. This was a big week for the newly named TNA. Had a pay-per-view out there in Las Vegas, and from what I read, it was the highest house attendance that they've ever had, I think. I think that's what I read. And I saw the pictures, and the building looked incredible.
Yeah, building looked great.
It looked so good. And it again, it made me happy for them because I know what it feels like to be that little company that is trying to grow. And they're just killing it. They're doing great. They have some well, one huge name that shocked me, I'll be honest with you,
Yeah.
Nick Nemeth. That shocked me because I would have bet the house that he was going to AEW. And
Yeah.
then I sat back and I kind of thought about it. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know what his mind frame is, but I know that he is doing a lot of other things.
Yes.
And TNA is the perfect fit for that kind of lifestyle because you are still represented in the wrestling community. You're still on television. You're still going to get, you know, major appearances.
Right.
And I'm sure they're paying him a pretty penny because I think they're starting to get better houses. They're doing better, which means you can offer more money to talent, obviously. But he put out a trailer of this crazy zombie apocalypse. Oh, he's a wanted man, which is so brilliant. Could he be dipping his toe into acting and doing the comedy? And I feel like this group is the best fit for him because they're not on the road every week. Now, maybe that'll change. You know, if they get bigger houses and they start to perform more, maybe that'll change in the future. But like right now, they just go, like once a month or twice a month? And they just record a bunch of stuff, put it in the can, and then they have it. And these guys are kind of like able to do whatever they want to do with their free time.
Yeah.
And that fits perfectly. And I get it. I get it. And it's a lighter schedule.
Very.
Not much wear and tear on the body, you know? So I was happy for him. I loved, you know, when he went into the crowd and he ripped his shirt off and the TNA shirt was underneath and that crowd just went batshit crazy. That was such a huge name. I don't think anybody like really thought that he was going to choose TNA, but I think it's a perfect fit for him.
Yeah, agree. The location was the Palms in Las Vegas.
Yes. Yes, beautiful building.
Yeah, the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palm.
Okay, yeah, really. I mean, it looked great. The pictures that I saw, it looked great, and it was packed.
Yeah, looked awesome.
So very, very happy for them. Another rumor, and I'm going to say rumor because that's exactly what it is. People were saying that Mercedes Moné was joining TNA because she was there. But from what I heard, she was there with Bailey just to watch Trinity wrestle.
Right.
So, you know, I think with her asking price, I don't know if I don't know if she can get that kind of money from TNA from what I was told. But, you know, who knows?
And also, too, with what Nemeth is doing versus what she does. Now, I'll tell you what, just a little bit backwards to go to Nemeth and his touring schedule. I'll be doing a convention in a few weeks that he will be appearing at. And honestly, okay, you could say, all right, maybe TNA is not taping that day, so it would have worked. It would have synced up. But AEW would be taping that day, right? Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. It was like, well, how would he kind of work on the AEW schedule, right?
Yeah.
But then before he showed up on TNA last week, I started to see all these international dates that started to get released for him to do all these signings. He's going to Australia. He's going to England. He's doing all these international tours. And I'm like, there's no way he's signing with AEW right away if he's going on all these international tours. So then when he showed up on TNA on Saturday night, I was like, all right, that makes perfect sense now that he's going on all these international tours. I don't think Mercedes is going anywhere near TNA. Because I don't think she's planning on doing anything like he's doing with these international signings and anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the word I'm getting is maybe AEW for her, but who knows? I don't know. This is taking forever for someone to sign her, to be honest with you. She's been a free agent floating around for months now. So I have no idea where she's going to end up.
There's an event in a few weeks that generally does have some surprises.
Yeah. What's that?
The Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble. Oh, okay. The event you're speaking of is, are you going to the Baltimore show?
Yes. The Baltimore, I forget what are they calling it now? Mega Fest I'll pull it up by the end of the show.
Okay.
We haven't officially, it hasn't officially been announced, but as we're recording this, but yeah, it's like Wrestle Mega Fest or something like that.
Okay. Well, you can plug it towards.
I'll plug it later.
Cool. Later. I was asked to do that by two or three people. And I can't do it. I always get asked to do stuff when I'm in Disney. Why is that?
I don't know.
I can't make it.
I don't know, but I'll miss you. I would have loved to have seen you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So anyway, that was a treat, you know, seeing him show up there. Happy for the house. And I heard it was a great show. People said it was really, really good. And a lot of people sleep on TNA, and they shouldn't. I don't know if they have a better TV deal or if they're still, are they still on Access?
Yes.
Okay. See, I don't even know if I get that channel, to be honest with you.
It's starting to pop up more now. Okay. People's cable systems than it has in the past. So you might, yeah. I know I do. And I think I knew I had it on, I have Xfinity, but when I had Verizon, it was brand new. And I know I had it on Verizon because it was awesome. It had all these great concerts and it was like, it was a really up and coming channel. And then they got New Japan. It was even before TNA.
Oh, okay.
I know I have it now because I think we recently just got it maybe like 6 months ago.
I remember back in the day in ECW, they used to say, if you don't get ECW on your cable system, call your provider and demand that they put on ECW. And I'm like, yeah, they're just going to, you know, make a channel or
because of one person calling.
Well, they were trying to start a campaign to get people to call their cable companies and ask for ECW to be on their, you know, cable channel or whatever they, you know, whatever channel they watched. I don't know if it worked or not, but we were trying to rally the troops back then.
Well, you guys rallied the troops a lot. Now, let me go back to Nemeth one more time in terms of Impact. Haha. I didn't mean it like that, but
sure.
So TNA's history, right? You know, it was always the WWE guy who jumped to TNA, and it was who was going to make the biggest, you know, imprint on their product. Okay. Sting was there. Sting was always the anti WWE guy, and he was always a mainstay with Impact as their big star or TNA. You look at Kurt Angle, right? Or you look at when Christian left WWE, went to TNA, and he became a really big name. I would say Kurt Angle probably made the biggest imprint of any of those guys who left WWE and went to TNA and brought the product up. Do you think Nick Nemeth has that ability to make an imprint the likes of a Kurt Angle did in 2006?
I think so. Everybody associates Nick as Dolph Ziggler, right? Started in OVW, was there since he was a kid, there for years and years and years. No one ever thought he was going to leave that company. People thought he was just going to stay there and retire. That's the, you know, the stuff that I always read about him. Also, never really given a chance to be that top guy. And the work ethic that he had, and we talked about this, it kind of stands for itself. He was one of the guys who was a team player, who would work, who would put people over, who would make people look like $1 million, and then go on his days off and do the press for WWE. And he was just a workhorse for them. So having him leave and go somewhere like TNA, where you know they're going to put a strap on him.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. They're going to make him maybe world heavyweight champion. They have to. I can't see them not pushing him to the moon. And by the people's reactions, like, again, I don't think anybody expected him to be there. So for a company like TNA, I think this is a huge, huge thing for them. Because, again, I think everybody thought he was going to AEW. And would he have gotten lost in the shuffle in AEW? He might have, even though we all know he can work rings around half that roster. But they might have, you know, not pushed him to his full potential. I think in TNA, he is going to be the guy. He is going to be like the Roman Reigns for WWE. Nick Nemeth is going to be that for TNA. That's my opinion. That's where I see them. I see them pushing him to the moon in this company, and he deserves it. I think he deserves it. So, you know,
yeah,
he's 41 years old. I don't know how long people are even speculating. Did he even sign a contract? Is he in there on a handshake? Like, I didn't see anything that said he signed something with them, but maybe he did. And like we said before, it's usually like a 3-year deal, but I don't know you know, what his contract entails, or if he even signed something. But if they're going to push him to the moon and he has that schedule that he can do what he wants and has the time off and can dip his toe into other interests, I mean, this is like the dream job. You know, I would love that's I said it before. If I could work anywhere, I'd work for TNA.
Yeah.
If I was trying to get back in the business right now, I'd lobby to work there because you can do so many other things and you're still going to be on television and people are still going to see you and recognize you as a face in wrestling.
And it also has a hybrid of guys you want to manage and guys you did manage.
Well, that's not even the point. It's just like I just hear all this great stuff about the locker room and, you know, how everybody's so personable and everybody gets along. That's what I like, you know. That's what I had in ECW. That's what I would look for in a company. And plus, I wouldn't want to be on the road 5 days a week because that's not something that I can do at this point. And I don't look for everybody listening. I'm not trying to get a job anywhere. Like I'm good right here in my house. I've said that a million times, but if I were to look and try and get back, that's the company I try and lobby for. So just my opinion.
Come on. Nothing for the guys you used to manage and the guys you want to manage. Come on. Nothing for that.
Nothing. Zero. Zilch.
Oh my God. I mean, like, yeah. Seriously, I didn't read all the results. There were some really good things on the show. Criticism by me. There were some really bad things as well.
Okay. So did you watch it?
I watched a good portion of the stuff that was released online. Obviously, I didn't buy the show, but I saw what was released.
What was bad? Tell me what was bad.
Countdown show. So they brought in AJ Francis, a.k.a. Top Dollar from WWE, who has been really pushing on social media, doing a great job promoting himself since he's been released, going at it with fans and kind of defending himself. Because I don't know if you recall, he's the guy that did the tumble over the top rope, you know, the plancha that failed and everybody ripped him apart. He's battled, you know, Jim Cornette in the Twitter wars. And he's been critiqued to the high heavens for about 2 years in terms of not having the greatest skills in the world, right?
Okay.
Well, TNA was bringing him in for a segment with a personality named DJ Who Kid, okay, who's a rapper. He's been around for a long time as well. I've heard him for years on Sirius XM. He used to pop in on Opie and Anthony, and they still think he's on their airwaves somewhere with the Jim and Sam show. But they did a segment with Joe Hendry on the Hard to Kill pre-show that was just god-awful, just so bad, just doing some corny comedy video, like making fun of AJ Francis and, you know, the falling over the rope thing and calling him the Cheez-It champion and making fun of his weight, making fun of him failing as a wrestler and failing as a football player. And it's like, come on, like you're bringing in this guy who has a pedigree in WWE as something, and you're already tearing him down after I think he did a great job of building himself up for a few months and they made him look like a joke. But that's just my critique. It was just bad sports entertainment. That's my critique of it.
So did you see Dana Brooks? Yes. So I saw a picture of her, which she doesn't even look like her anymore.
No,
like her
no.
face is completely transformed. But anyway, I read she's getting a lot of heat because that character is a blatant ripoff of Toni Storm. Now, I didn't see it. Did you see her debut?
I saw the little clip that popped up. Yes, I did. And the critique that I see as well is the same thing, that it's very close to that Toni Storm character. But it also reminded me of a character that WWE tried a few years ago for Emma that failed. So it's a little bit of both.
Explain to me, because I didn't see any video.
It was just like a glamorous character, like a, you know, I don't know, like a starlet style,
from
you know.
The 20s, the 30s?
I don't know if it was the 20s or 30s. Just like a glamorous starlet style Hollywood looking character. But where I'll give her a lot of credit is she's been vilified by fans and the WWE universe forever for not being very good in the ring, and you know, for the little time they gave her, you know, just not being the greatest superstar that they could have put on television. And you know what? Just in 2 minutes that she was on the TNA airwaves, she made an impact. Again, I got to use that word.
So did she just do a promo? She came out and did a promo?
I don't know if she did a promo or as much as they just showed her in the crowd.
Oh, really? Okay. Well.
But again, okay. I could be wrong. I'm only going off of what I saw here online. So if she did a promo, I did not see the full thing. I just saw the hubbub when she came out and everybody lost their crap.
So she got a good reaction then.
Ash by online, everybody went nuts. The character's name is Ash by Elegance. It says Ash by Elegance is front row for the Knockouts World Championship. Yeah, I think she just sitting ringside.
Ash by Elegance. It sounds like a boutique. It doesn't sound like
Let me pull. I'll pull it up so you can see exactly what it looks like. Because
I saw
the
picture. She looked
you did
beautiful.
See. I mean, look.
She was wearing like a black gown with like rhinestones on it. I saw her from the head up. Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's very much like the Toni Storm look.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's just kind of standing there, hanging out. Guy behind her is drinking a beer at the Palms. Oh, yeah.
She's got some little sidekick next to her here. This
friend.
Little guy.
I don't know who he is, but
his little faux hawk thing going on, you know?
Okay.
But again, this also reminds me of this. I think it was Emmalina was the character. They were trying to reinvent Emma in this like elegant, you know, starlet style character years and years ago. But that looks exactly like Toni Storm.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I was just reading a bunch of comments, like blatant ripoff of Toni, and the fans weren't having it. So,
but let me go back to what I was saying about the bad sports entertainment. Okay, if you're reinventing your company, okay, and yes, you do need the comedy. I get it. It's how you draw people in. But if you're bringing somebody in and you're trying to have a new face on your television, do you think bad sports entertainment is the way to go? You know,
I don't feel like I would have brought up all of his failures. You know what I mean? Like you're trying to make a new TNA superstar out of this guy that, you know, used to work for WWE for a while and wasn't too successful over there. So I would try and, you know, reinvent his character and not bring up his flaws to get him over with the crowd. Like, I don't know if this is like going to be a short-term deal for him and if he's just in to do a job or whatever, or if he signed a deal, I don't know. But it sounds to me like they're just,
Here it is right here. I just fell.
Oh. This was on the big screen?
Yeah, they did this on their countdown show, so it wasn't on the main pay-per-view.
Okay. they're putting what's his name, Joe? They're putting him over as the heel, obviously. But this is a little drastic.
No, he's the baby face.
But he's showing it, so he's healing him. They're totally healing him.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's very weird.
That's a war.
Yeah, right?
That was funny. What's the significance with the Cheez-Its?
No clue.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't understand this. I don't understand this at all.
That's what I'm saying.
They're kind of setting him up for failure.
Right? I mean, like, you're going to, a guy, like, you know, big dude like that, you know, you're bringing him in, you're making fun of him
I mean, unless he turns around and just beats the shit out of everybody, who knows? But is the crowd going to get behind him when they just made fun of him for 10 minutes straight? I don't know. Yeah, what are they going for? Who knows? Weird. Yeah, very weird. Other than that, though, I mean, strong show.
I'm ready to watch Nemeth become the biggest non-AEW WWE star in the world.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. And it makes me interested to, I have to check to see if I have this channel. I don't know if I do, but if not, then I'm going to have to look up. I think they put their stuff on YouTube.
Yes.
Also after it's done. So I can always catch up later on the YouTube. But good for them. They deserve it. They've been around forever, you know? It's not, this isn't a flash in the pan company. They started 2002 because I was on their first pay-per-view.
Yes, you were.
So it's been 22 years in the making. They've been around a long time. So kudos to them and the staff and the workers, and I'm happy for them. I hope it continues.
Yeah, they also signed, I believe they signed that kid Hammerstone, who was with MLW.
Oh, I've seen him. Yeah, I've seen him.
He was on their show. Yeah, big dude. People comparing him to Shane a few years ago because of that look with the blonde hair and, you know, and the big physique. They were comparing him to Shane a little bit, but I think he got too jacked. He's like, he's a monster. He looks like Brian Cage now. He's so jacked.
Wow. Where is Brian Cage? Is he still with AEW?
AEW. Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Like, I haven't seen him in a while.
But when somebody has to say that for a talent like Brian, like crazy.
I know. Oh, well. Well, good for them. I'm glad for them. I'm going to have to catch up. And again, shouldn't sleep on TNA.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Wrestling's been a huge thing right now. You know, we got this Royal Rumble season, the WrestleMania buzz. You know, it's everywhere you turn around. It's something. It's wrestling.
Yeah, we're just trying to get our weekend together for WrestleCon. Still getting calls. Are you booked? Can I book you? My God, dude. We're a couple months out. We've been booked. We were booked the day after WrestleCon ended in California.
That's awesome. That's great. You can't. I mean, to me, that's like that's the measure of not just the event itself, but it goes to show you like what Philadelphia, and ECW mean to each other. You know what I mean? Like that's when a city can just elicit somebody to be like, hey, we got to go grab blah 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 now.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Yeah. It's a special time for ECW this year for sure. And everybody is trying to get partnered up with a vendor. And I think most of us are, you know, I think most of us are booked already. So it's going to be good. And, you know, a lot of us are trying to get together and like do a dinner just for, you know, just private dinner for us, just to hang out and have a couple drinks. And but it's hard because there's so many events going on, you know, that whole weekend, and people are trying to get booked and make extra money and stuff. So it's going to be a busy one. I mean, we're signing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Friday we have to leave and go over to the arena and sign over there for the other half of the day, and then do that Battleground Tribute to the Extreme 2 show that night. So Friday is going to be jam packed. So maybe, I don't know, maybe Saturday night we'll have a chance to just hang out and relax. But I don't know.
Did you guys need me to carry the flag that night for you guys?
You
need a flag bearer?
Flag.
You need a franchise flag bearer? You never asked me, but I mean, I volunteer my services.
Well, we don't have a flag. So if you want
to. Oh, I thought the Triple Threat used to carry a flag to the ring. They didn't?
No. Team Taz had a
oh, that was right. I forgot. I got my.
You could be part of Team Taz. I don't know if
you're right. No. I got an interesting one for you. Have you seen this stuff about the Vince McMahon Netflix documentary?
No.
So remember how it's been talked about for years? It was supposed to be this Vince McMahon Netflix documentary. You know, it was going to be involving him. Then it wasn't going to be involving him. Then it was about the scandals. Then it wasn't about the scandals. Well, apparently, it's about everything.
They're putting everything in it.
It's about everything.
Is he involved in the creative process?
He's involved.
And he's letting them put the negative aspects of his life into this doc?
So, according to one of your favorites out there, Dave Meltzer,
Wrestling Observer, negative 5 stars.
It's covering the whole life of Vince McMahon, and Meltzer was actually asked to be in it. It said, "I've been asked about every single subject that you can think of regarding Vince McMahon, from childhood to last week. Practically covered everything."
Does Dave Meltzer know about his childhood?
The series when it started and how it's ended are completely different. When it started, it was just Vince McMahon, the owner of the company, and now it's not the owner of the company, and there's all the reasons that he's not the owner of the company. The payoffs, all the stuff that happened, the many years that went into the documentary before all the stuff that happened. So it's the how we got the company, all the good stuff, all the bad stuff, and the recent stuff.
I would like to, we're going to have to watch that and do a recap. That sounds interesting. That sounds like a Dark Side of the Ring episode, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's so many things I want. I always think about with Vince, like, does he remember certain guys? Not even certain moments, like certain guys. Like, he's so far removed from these certain eras. Like, does he remember certain personalities? You know, like he's seen thousands and thousands and thousands of wrestlers come through his stable.
I can't understand why he would let them show him in a negative light.
What's he got to lose?
I mean, his dignity. He didn't already lose it.
You know, he's 78. He's been dragged through the mud. Sold WWE. You know, he's a billionaire.
Is there a dollar amount involved in this? He's got to be getting paid huge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was years ago that they made this deal. But
yeah, but to incorporate all the negative stuff, I would say I want a pay bump. You're going to talk about me like that? You got to pay me more. You know what I mean?
I'm sure there's probably been negotiations and renegotiations.
Scandal. People love a good scandal.
Along the way. But, you know, I mean, this is something that you can think about: the steroid scandal, the Ring Boy scandal, you know, the Benoit stuff. I mean, if they're going to touch on every single thing.
It's going to be an 8-part documentary. It's going to be like 8 hours long. There's no way they're doing this in an hour or two.
Oh, yeah, hell no. I mean,
how could they cover everything?
Did you bring the briefcase of cash to the Jimmy Snuka, you know, arrest?
Oh,
like
my
it was
God.
Discussed.
Wow.
Like, if that's the kind of stuff they're going to talk about, like, this could be the biggest
disgrace.
Like, expose wrestling piece in the history of mankind.
That's amazing. I'm curious. How long is this going to take to get done? Have they started production on it?
Yeah, they're working on it. So I wonder if it's going to be out this year. He says, today I went to Los Angeles to do a Netflix taping about Vince McMahon. I guess what I can say, because I'm not supposed to say much about it, is the Netflix series is going to be out sooner than you think. Ooh. It's a big freaking deal. They've interviewed all kinds of people. I was told the most interesting person they've interviewed is Vince McMahon.
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be? It's about him, for God's sakes. How honest do you think he's going to be in this?
What kind of Vince do we get?
I don't know.
Vince, or are we getting aggressive?
It's making me want to see it. I'm actually excited about this. I had no idea they were pursuing this. I thought he was going to try and cover up everything, but apparently he's going to be open and honest. That's intriguing to me. Yeah, I want to watch it.
Does he have the mustache or does he not have
the mustache? Oh, God, he's going to have the mustache. I hate that mustache. I'm sorry. That pencil mustache, I can't. Wow, interesting. Okay. Well, if you hear any more about it, let me know, because it's going on Plex.
I'm gonna call you during your vacation.
Oh, God, no.
Stop.
You can text me.
Everything. No, stop Dumbo. Stop Pirates of the Caribbean. Stop everything that you're doing, because you need to hear this.
I need to. Yeah. Well, I could always watch it when we come back from the parks. I have an iPad. I would be able to watch it, you know, before bed. But, wow, that's interesting. I want to know how much he's getting paid, because I'm newsy like that.
$100 billion.
Wow. Man. Amazing. I would have told my oil in the chest story if they would have paid me for that.
Ooh. Hey, there's still time.
I've told it like 42 times already. But 43.
Go at tweet Netflix.
Yeah, right. You forgot about one story that will make this go over the top. Well, you know, good for him. Make your money. I wonder what he's going to do with all his money when he croaks. You think he'll leave it to his children? Grandkids, maybe?
I think he would leave some. I think the grandkids are going to be in for a nice payday. Declan McMahon is going to be in for quite the payday.
Is he the one that's playing sports? The football kid?
That's Shane's son who looks exactly like Shane.
Oh, I love Shane. I love me some Shane McMahon. Well, good for Vince. Keep making that money. The rich get richer, as they say. So, but I'm definitely going to watch that. So we'll definitely have to do something either. A podcast or YouTube on it once it comes out.
Oh,
because everybody wants my two cents. You know, everybody wants my take on everything.
I mean, we're on the edge of our seat for your take on it. What are you
right?
What are
right.
you talking about? What? So, I mean, there's so much to kind of check out. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there. Matt Riddle, he did a Signed by Superstars virtual right after you did.
I saw that, and people were pulling quotes from him. He was telling some dirt. The last one I read was, I don't know if this was from Rob's thing or he did another interview, but he had said that he was on the verge of making $1 million a year. He was currently at $750,000 in his current contract.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. I just read that. And I was just like, really? That's amazing. So if he would have re-signed, he would have got $1 million contract.
Wow.
According to him. And again, I don't know who he talked to. I don't know if that was during the show or he did another interview. But I was just like, they paid him that much money. Never would have expected it. Nothing against him. But that's like top guy money. $1 million a year. It's pretty good.
So you want to hear what he said in this? This is great. So he talks about how when he was on the indies and he was doing interviews, he talked a lot of shit about Brock Lesnar.
Right.
So he met Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble in 2020. And he says, so I'm at the Royal Rumble, my first time on the main roster. I'm super stoked. And I see Brock Lesnar, who walks next to me. And I'm like, what's up, dude? Then all of a sudden, his security guard, who I'm good friends with now, came up behind us and he goes, you need help with this. And I'm like, what? And then Brock grabs me by the neck and he didn't like ragdoll me, but he grabbed me by my neck and proceeded to tell me we would never work together and to keep my mouth shut.
Everybody's listening.
And then he said he was apparently slated to like win the Royal Rumble at one point, and that Brock came in at that Royal Rumble, and they I saw the clip. Brock comes in the Royal Rumble, picks up Riddle, and boo,
just eliminates him. Right
eliminates
away.
Him in 2 seconds, like a bomb.
Wow, holding grudges.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, why was he talking smack about him? Just didn't like him.
He figured he was never going to go to WWE, so we just would talk shit about him. You know,
man, you never know who you're going to cross paths with in this business. You need to always mind your P's and Q's. And he learned the hard way, I suppose.
I mean, I remember interviewing him when he was on the Indies, and he was a good get because, you know, he had the UFC background. Yeah. And he was a guy who was transitioning from UFC to wrestling. So your big question for Matt Riddle was, what's harder, MMA or pro wrestling? And yeah, every single MMA guy says pro wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I hear. I'm going to be doing a show with him in March in, I think, Ohio. He's wrestling RVD on the show. So oh, that'll nice. Be fun. Yeah. Nice. That should be a good one. But I've never met him. So, you know, hopefully he doesn't big league me. I hate when I get big leagued. I hate that.
I can see why.
It irks me. Annoying. It's just be nice and shake somebody's hand and don't be a dick. You know what I mean? Like I can't stand when people big league me because I don't do it to anybody. I always say, and then I say my name. I know who you are. I hate that too. It's like, okay, well, I'm just trying to be nice. Maybe you don't know who I am. Like, please, I know who you are. You don't have to tell me who you are.
No, you are. I love you. Do it right. I watch you. You know, at the shows. You do that to anybody who's around you.
Yeah.
You have the etiquette, and it's that's how you do it. You know, that old school.
That's a lost art. In
it really is.
World. Yeah, and we went into that on other shows. I'm not gonna hype myself up again, but you know, I just want to go and have a good time, and you know, make some money, have fun with friends. That's what I'm looking forward to. But talk about your appearance. What's going on in Baltimore? Who are you taking?
So I'll be working with my good buddy Kevin Thorne.
Oh, okay.
And another, you know, so a good friend of mine is. It's really his. It's his table. He's having me come and kind of oversee to help, but we're having Kevin come in to sign because his son is a little guy, maybe 8 years old. And his son is basically vending at the MCW Fan Jam on February 4th at the MCW or the RJ Meyer Arena in Joppa, Maryland, because the kid wants to pay for his WrestleMania tickets. Okay, so he's like selling his like stuff. Like he sells like
Kevin's
his wrestling
son?
Stuff. No. The guy, my buddy, like his my oh, the your guy I know.
Oh, is that the guy I met at the other show?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You met him in Virginia Beach. Yes.
I met both him and his son. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah, so Kevin's signing for this group here at the MCW Fan Jam. Riddle's on that show as well as Nick Nemeth. So
there's a lot of people. Blue Meanie's on that show. I would have taken the booking if I was home. You know, I would have did it, but you know, I'll be at the happiest place on earth. So
Alberto Del Rio, Lex Luger, Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, there's a lot of names.
And Kevin Thorne, who will also
That's,
be there.
Dan McDevitt. Danny runs that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You know, yeah. I can't remember his name.
Corporal Punishment.
I haven't worked with MCW in many, many years.
Yep.
When I used to work with an indie in West Virginia, the talent with that indie used to cross over with MCW all the time. So I would be more close associated with MCW, but I also got one Glenn Jacobs booked at one of their big shows. So I used to hang around the MCW backstage area quite often. 2016, 2017 time, but
well, speaking of West Virginia, I just took a booking for the Bash at Beckley. I don't know if it's 4-3. I don't know what number it is, but it's June 1st.
I think it's four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be going there. Hopefully this year it pans out because I was booked for the other one and I couldn't get a flight to West Virginia. Apparently it's hard to get into the town. that I have to go to. So I told them, well, this time we're flying in the day before and we're going to investigate these flights early so I don't go through what I did the last time. Because remember, I cried when I...
Yeah.
They canceled my flight and I just cried. I put so much money into that show. Like, I bought a dress, I bought shoes, I bought $30 lashes. Like, I bought so many things and couldn't even go. Still have the dress. Maybe I'll try it on and see if it still fits. But yeah, just got booked for that last week. And I'll be working with, I believe, Shane and Brian Myers.
Oh, nice.
To tag. And I think I'm against Gary Dameron's tag team. And I told Gary on the phone, well, me and you, we have a spot. We'll just sit there and sip some moonshine at ringside. He says, oh, you got to do something to me. I said, I'll think of something, buddy. We'll do something together.
I'm thinking a nut shot, maybe. Let's go for the
old. I don't know. Shot. I don't know what to. I would love to cat fight him. That would be hilarious. But I think with my stomach, I don't.
Yeah, I thought your cat fighting days were over.
They are. But come on, how funny would it be with Gary?
That would be pretty funny.
That would be hilarious. So I don't know. Maybe I could work something out. But we'll see. But yeah, that's coming up. So, but I would have done Baltimore if I was home. Unfortunately.
I know. I mean, I even called you because.
Yeah, somebody had called me right before you and I was like, oh, sorry about that.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, we'll miss it. I know. Like every year, I never take bookings in January. And, you know, February, I take them after I get home. So February 10th is my next booking. And it'll be at the Wrestling...
Wrestling Universe.
Universe, right. Thank you. In Queens, New York, 2 to 5 p.m. I believe it's myself, Sandman, Todd Gordon... Maybe Just Incredibles in my time slot. And I think RVD is there all day. So we're from 2 to 5. So that's my next booking is February 10th. And I'll have the information on my Twitter and IG. Or X. I should say X. It's not Twitter anymore. But that's the next big one. It's the big one. Big shoe.
Really big shoe.
Yeah. So, and let me just plug something real quick. The YouTubes. So we just put up a video that I think is fantastic and people are sleeping on it and they shouldn't. If you have not checked out the channel, go on over to ECW Diva Francine on YouTube and click, I forget the title of it, but it has to do with my long lost WWF commercial. And it is by far, I think, one of the best videos we've ever put out. Because it's just so random and it contains random facts and random people. And it does contain one since Vince McMahon. Do you think he'll talk about that in his doc?
There's a chapter all about it.
All about that night? Wow. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Seriously, if you have not seen that video, it's a lot of fun. And it's a topic that a lot of people don't know happened. And the commercial is in the video. So I would just implore you to go check it out and watch it and leave us a comment. And then if you haven't subscribed, please go ahead and subscribe because we're growing.
Yeah, you're right. No, it's definitely one people are sleeping on. If you're a rare enthusiast of wrestling lost media, this is one of those things. I mean, I go out and look for like old dark matches, right? I try to find old production pieces that have never been seen before. This is that. This is something that has never been seen before, starring somebody in the business before they were in the business.
Yeah.
How can you beat that?
I was like, I think I was 19, pushing 20 years old. And it's WWF. It's not even WWE. It's old school WWF guys at this party. And just go, I don't want to say too much, just go over and watch it because it's a lot of fun. And yeah. Thank you in advance.
And also, you know, I mean, to grab a membership as well, check out some of the older content we've got on there, as well as, you know, full video episodes of this podcast that get uploaded to the membership tab as well. And I mean, even if you haven't just subscribed to the free portion of the YouTube page, I mean, there's just so many videos to choose from, past, present, and then beyond. Who knows what we'll put up next?
True. Okay, so where can people find you if they want to? If they want to find you, where can they find you?
If you choose so humbly to find me, it's at Chad EMB on Twitter. And my website is ibexclusives.com.
And if you want to find me across the board on social media, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you are staying healthy. And most of all, I hope you are staying extreme.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.